Essay 46, Refutation of General Relativity. In 193 and 194, the momentous discovery was made that general relativity collapses as a theory in all spherical spacetimes. A fatal self-inconsistency was found in 194, and in 193 it was shown that the fourth law of Einsteinian general relativity does not produce a precessing ellipse, making nonsense out of 20th century dogma. At present, it seems that only the metric due to the leading scholar Stephen Crothers will survive into the 21st century. Crothers' metric describes the spacetime more general than that of the spherical spacetime, but contains three unknown parameters A, B, and C. In order to find these parameters unequivocally, a suitable combination of experiments is needed. It is no longer possible to claim that general relativity is a theory capable of predicting anything. The parameters A, B, and C must be found by following the astronomical data, as in Baconian physics. The complete collapse of almost all of general relativity was brought about in a very simple but incisive way. It took some years of experience to find the flaws in the theory, but once uncovered, they are glaringly obvious. It is almost beyond belief that they have remained hidden throughout the previous 100 years. General relativity, based on the infinitesimal line element, has vanished as a theory of natural philosophy. To claim otherwise is dishonest, because the refutations of 193 and 194 are checked by computer and are simple by any standards. It does not take any knowledge of tensor analysis to understand these papers. Of course, large swathes of society do not care about honesty and never have, but gradually the truth comes out. In logic, this means that the lavish funding of general relativity of this type must stop, because it is a complete waste of public money. Even data gathering is so expensive that it must be carefully controlled. The type of general relativity in question is the one based on the infinitesimal line element and metric. There is another type of general relativity based on the connection. As far as is known, this type is free of error and gives rise to the field equations of BCE theory, one of which reduces straightforwardly to the Hooke-Newton inverse square law. As in previous essays, it has actually been known for nearly a century that Einstein's work is erroneous, but this knowledge was ignored by those in charge of funding. For example, Einstein could not possibly have predicted anything from his theory. He could not have predicted the perihelion advance of Mercury, and could not have predicted the right value for gravitational time delay. He could not have predicted that the orbit of a planet in the solar system is a precessing ellipse, because, as shown in 193, he used entirely the wrong force law. These errors are forgivable. To err is human, especially in advanced research. But what is not forgivable is the cover-up of these errors by dogmatists. What is not forgivable is the malfeasance that came in the wake of this cover-up, a terrible waste of money and talent on a hopelessly flawed theory. We are in a position to observe now what will happen next. On past experience, the dogmatists try to hang on to power and prestige by ignoring advances in science. They have failed to keep these advances out of the public eye. The methods they used to employ included the usual cover-up with corrupt editors and referees, and to ruin the career of a colleague naive enough to write the truth. Is society itself so decadent as to allow the dogmatists and fraudsters to perpetrate their myths? This is not an easy question to answer because the human mind is a myth-making mind full of idols or dreams. Once a discovery is made, however, it is out in the open. Someone once learned to light a fire. Readers of The Simple Truth, contained in UFT 193 and 194, will know how to light a fire that will burn down the edifice sooner or later. Dogmatists will be isolated, forgotten by history, or remembered only for destroying the careers of honest scientists. That is hardly a way to be remembered. It is certainly time to take Albert Einstein off his pedestal, but does one any good? It does no one any good to pretend that he was faultless. The alternative is to be forced to worship some idol in the manner of all the ancient religions, particularly those spread by violence, and which are still spread by violence now. I read recently that the Catholic and Orthodox churches excommunicated each other in about 1054, and it took until 1964-65 for them to tolerate each other. It may take another 900 years for Einstein to be seen as an ordinary mortal, but scientists are not going to wait that long. In fact, no one can wait that long because funds are urgently needed for research into new forms of energy such as Kurata B3 technology and energy from space-time. The theory behind this is still intact because it is based on the field equations of ECE.